Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although great white sharks loom large in popular culture and our fears, we actually know surprisingly little about their life cycle. Sora Kim, postdoctoral researcher at the University of Wyoming, explains a project designed to detect what we really want to know, what the sharks prefer to eat.
Jaws made sharks look like vicious killers, but ecologically, it's more accurate to describe a shark as an apex predator, an animal at the top of its food chain. It is important to understand the role of apex predators because their diet can have strong effects on a food web. Because white sharks are marine species and travel long distances, they are difficult to study and their diets are not well known. To get a better idea, my colleagues at UC Santa Cruz and I used stable isotopes of carbon and nitrogen from 15 shark vertebrae. These isotopes are natural tracers that offer clues about what sharks ate. White shark vertebrae have a similar pattern to tree rings, and so we could correspond diet to an age and year. White sharks tend to feed higher on the food chain as they get older, but we found the patterns and shifts differed among the individuals. Some shifted from a fish and squid-dominated diet to more seals and sea lions at approximately 4 years old, but others had no clear pattern. We also found that not every white shark eats the same thing. Some ate a wide variety of prey, but others are pickier. Most of these selective eaters ate seals or sea lions near shore, and fish or squid went offshore. But there was at least one specialist that ate only fish and squid. Finally, white shark diets also shifted subtly after the mid-1980s. They ate more seals and sea lions, which were more abundant after the Marine Mammal Protection Act was passed in the 70s. Our findings were interesting because white sharks tend to migrate to and from the same places, yet their diets vary widely. It is important to understand these details when establishing conservation and management policies.
That was Sora Kim of the University of Wyoming. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.